Blog Talk Radio.
This is
Conclave Radio.
Yes, we are back in the studio, the real studio, Casey.
The actual in-progress studio for Conclave Radio.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I was a little bummed that our youth pastor decided to just dump stuff in our office.
It's a storage room.
Yeah.
But it's a studio.
Before long, it's going to be our palatial palace of a room.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be painted. Cole is going to have us a cool design on the wall. I've got my Conclave thing that Angela did for me. I'm going to hang that up. So we're going to have our sound stuff. It's going to be pretty good.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I am too. So Happy New Year, Casey.
Happy New Year. It's 2018.
Yes.
I have to ask, are you up to date with your resolution?
I am. So only water, no soft drinks. No sweets and really no fast food except a Subway. I don't really count Subway.
Eat as fresh.
Right, because like when I want to like be a complete glutton, I don't go to Subway. You know, like, I want to go to Wendy's and I want to get triple with cheese and ketchup and mayonnaise, the large fry and the large Coke. You know what I mean? So when I go to Subway, you know, I'm eating fresh, quote unquote. Right?
Minus their eggs. I've had a bad experience with their eggs.
I've never had eggs at Subway.
Don't.
Yeah. I go pretty boring. But yeah, so I'm up to date. Now, did you decide to do it? You decided to do a little bit.
I decided to do a little bit. All water.
Right. How that is that going?
It's going strong, actually.
Okay, great.
Pretty
easy.
No sweets.
Yes, good for you.
But I have eaten some fast food.
Okay. Well,
when you have a $200 meal plan as a student, you know, you got to use it.
Well, because that's free money. You're
exactly,
just giving away.
Yeah.
Right. And you have Chick-fil-A, if I recall. Isn't that what you said?
Chick-fil-A and Moe's.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was Moe's that you talked about.
Yeah.
Moe's. Yeah. Well, see, Moe's is like borderline fast food. But now Chick-fil-A, even Chick-fil-A, I could almost give a pass to.
Yeah. It's
still just not triple. It's not a double cheeseburger. You know, I'm going to give it a little pass.
If you go grill, it's basically healthy.
Rob, do you go grill?
Because
I don't.
No, me neither.
Because I don't. And I have to get the fries, and I also have to have the Chick-fil-A sauce, which is the nectar of the gods.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, it's fabulous. Excuse my voice this week, ladies and gentlemen.
It's another golden voice week.
Yeah, I guess so. Me and Michael went to the national championship game on Monday, which was amazing. Mm-hmm. And then I'm also a basketball coach and for Michael's basketball team, and we had practice last night. And I might have yelled more at basketball practice than I did at the football game.
That's highly unlikely.
Well, actually, that would be a factual lie. That's because I yelled a lot at the game. I yelled a lot at the game. So the voice is just not quite where it needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
But it's fine. It's fine. Not like I had a golden voice to begin with. So we got some special guests on the show tonight, which is very exciting.
Yes. At the moment, we have Cole Hughes and Brandon Santley here.
Woo! Very exciting. Very exciting. Gentlemen, welcome to the show. We're glad you're here on Conclave Radio.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, good to be here.
Excellent.
Yes.
Yes.
More Conclavians.
Yes. Yes. So they are two of our regular Conclavians. Cole, you've been with us since the very beginning.
Yes.
The very beginning. So has Casey, right?
Yep.
Yep.
I'm an OG.
Yep. So y'all were original. Y'all are OC. OC, actually. Original Conclavian.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you were both original Conclavians. So that's kind of cool. And then Brandon, you've been here almost since the beginning. You've been here for quite some time.
Yeah.
Except every once in a while when it gets like 40 degrees and then you aren't allowed to leave your house. But I'm not going to get there. I'm not going to go there. But anyways, no, I'm just kidding. So we're glad.
40 degree weather is close to
it's close to
Alabama.
Freezing. That's right. Yeah. And Jordan, he may make an appearance in just a little bit. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see if he's around before we finish.
Three
up.
Guests.
Yeah, it's a record. Now, we had a few on the phone, but we never had that many in person.
That's true.
So we're just starting new trends all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
As we grow.
As we grow.
International.
Yep. Hello, are Alaska Conclavian.
Alaskan Conclavian.
Norwegian Conclavian.
Filipino Conclavian.
Welcome. Welcome.
Everywhere.
We're so glad you're here. Yes. This is a movement, people. It's a movement.
Yeah,
it's,
I don't think you guys knew this, but Conclave, it's not just Metro. It is.
Oh, it's international.
It's the world.
It's international.
We've had listeners from across the globe.
Several continents now. So
yes.
we're a pretty big deal, guys. We're a pretty big deal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I mean, this is not just some mom and pop thing that you're getting a part of. This is a big deal.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you never know who might be listening.
We're
right
actually
now.
Famous. We just keep it
on the
down low.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Real low.
Respectable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of growing, we had a great night Sunday night at Conclave.
Mm-hmm.
We had some good food. Lisa made barbecue chicken, which I thought was excellent.
Amazing. I had three sandwiches.
Yeah.
Probably not the best for my resolution.
Yeah. I think I had one Sunday, and then yesterday I took care of business and ate two.
Yeah. Exactly.
So I told her, I said, I woke up thinking about those barbecue sandwiches. She thought,
I
didn't know they were that good, but they were.
They were good. We had good food.
Yeah.
We had a good service.
Yeah.
We had a kayak.
We did have a kayak.
It was interesting.
Yeah, we had a kayak. Yeah. It's still here, actually.
Yeah, I saw
it's
it in the
drawing
room.
Yeah. So we had a good night. We had several new Conclavians, which is exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And people checking out, people bringing people, which is always good. And
Conclave is growing internationally and in the church,
and,
which is good.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely. And so we'll talk about maybe the week that's upcoming, which is going to be a pretty big week here at Conclave. Let's talk about the week that was. Thoughts in the room about Conclave in general. Now, some of y'all went out. Did all three of y'all go out? Y'all went to Starbucks.
Yes.
Afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We all went to Starbucks.
Right.
Yeah.
So y'all lingered longer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not an official linger longer, but y'all did linger longer.
So about 10 or 11.
Right. So tell me, I wasn't there, so tell me how that went.
It was random talking is all
yeah,
it was.
Very random.
We talked about Star Wars.
What a complete shock. I'm so shocked.
Yeah,
that.
I know, right?
Let me guess, y'all talked about superheroes also.
Yeah,
at
there.
One point we did, yeah.
Of course you did.
We had a little reunion with a few of our old Conclavians who came back from college.
Yeah, we're glad Meredith was
mm-hmm.
made a visit. We're excited about that. We missed Emily. Emily's left us now.
She's back in her...
Back in Nashville.
Nashville.
Yes.
Oh, she's in,
yeah. What else did y'all talk about that night that you can talk about on church podcast? Stunning, really.
Yeah. No, we're that boring.
Yeah.
It might be, you
did
know.
Y'all, so,
it was
I know
with Star Wars.
Now, Starbucks does not stay until 11, so y'all went outside.
They closed at 10, I think.
Nine?
No, they closed at 9.
We left at like 8:58 or something.
Where
like
did y'all
that.
Go? Y'all just went outside.
Well,
well,
I
went
left.
Oh, you went home.
But
and
what,
a few of us chilled out in the park.
Well, what we decided is next time we're just going to go to a Whataburger because they're open 24 hours.
Oh.
And at 11, they serve the honey chicken biscuits.
Oh,
so that's,
I have heard that's where the dreams are made of.
It's true. So that's our next linger longer.
Well, speaking of
linger,
I don't want to jump the gun, but this upcoming Sunday, we are planning a linger longer because the next day
is MLK
routine.
Day. Yes.
Right. So, yes. So maybe that might be Whataburger might be a good idea.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Or steak and cheese.
Well, we're actually going to go out somewhere?
We're doing a linger afterwards.
Oh,
we're going
to
linger longer.
The linger.
Like we're used to every now and then.
Yes. Yeah, because
okay.
That's why it's called linger longer. It's not every week because
yeah.
it's like
okay.
then it's just expected. But
yeah.
when you do it linger longer,
right?
Worship was good. Unfortunately, Lauren had to roll out because she wasn't feeling good. So
mm-hmm.
Landon stepped up. I don't know if y'all have ever heard Landon sing before, but it's the first time I've ever heard
that.
First,
yeah,
does
yeah, yeah. It, you know, they really should use him.
Yeah.
I think it would be good.
Yeah, it's kind of like mm-hmm. It's so strange because we're talking about him and. Strangely enough, I feel like I can hear him sing right now.
Yeah.
It was so amazing.
I feel like it too. It's like a strange vibe going on.
It was so amazing that it's like I can hear it.
Yes. You know, there's that song, The Presence of the Lord is Here. It's like the presence of Landon is here because I can hear
that's
his angelic
beautiful
voice
his
right
voice
now. Yes. So Landon did a good job of pitch hitting for Lauren. And then we had a message time. We talked about Get Out of the Boat.
Mm-hmm.
And I showed a video clip about from the movie The Shack.
The Shack.
Yes. Thoughts on that in the room?
Just the video or the?
Or any
the,
of it.
The,
yeah,
all.
Any of it. Yeah.
Well, I enjoyed it because it talks about a lot of something that we do, but we don't really realize we do is living in the past or sometimes the future. Sometimes, because like the more we live in the past, we can't focus on the present.
Right.
And the present leads to the future.
Correct.
And the longer we go, we just live in the past. And what we need to do is get out of the boat like the boat being like in the past or something.
Right.
The way we can focus on now.
That's correct.
So I just thought it was interesting because that's
it
the
was.
Thing we realize we do.
It was a and you know sometimes when you teach a lesson and you study, you learn more and get more out of it than anybody else, you know. So I got out a lot and it helped me. All right, we need to do five random questions, and I'll tell you why later. But let's do five random questions. Guys, this is how it goes.
Okay.
You were judged based on these questions. We have
like
five questions.
Like for the rest of our life.
Yeah, this
well,
is how you're graded.
Yeah, at least until your next your next
so
visit.
We will ask each of you five questions, and we are in a little bit of a time crunch there that I didn't notice.
Oh,
your
wow.
Your leader here, I goofed up a little bit.
Okay, so we have 4 minutes left on the show.
Yeah,
it's
we have more.
Worth it.
But let's preview real quick. Next week, Pastor Jason Browning, our new pastor, is going to be our guest speaker. We're very excited about that.
Yay!
Yeah, so we're looking forward to that. Also, Darren and Bridget Jarvis are providing the food and cooking it.
Yes.
So, wow.
You are going to like, it's going to be a conclave to remember.
This will be the one. This
especially
is
with a linger longer.
It might be.
So we get their making and water burger.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is what we would call the mega conclave.
No, it's not going to get through resolution.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. We just have to get water, just water there. Yeah. But yeah, so this will be like the mega conclave.
Okay.
So we're going to ask you five questions, a little more rapid fire tonight.
You can answer them. Or...
Each of you don't have to. We'll just.
We'll
see if he wants to
answer.
Okay. All right. So Casey always goes first. Casey, go ahead. What's your first question?
All right. First question. What movie would be greatly improved if it were a musical?
In a joking way or a serious question?
It doesn't matter.
Whatever you want, you know?
The one that I think would be pretty funny is if they did, like, The Avengers as a musical.
You know, I was thinking the exact same thing earlier. How amazing would it be if, like, Captain America just started singing his theme song, you know, while he's fighting aliens?
Yeah.
Or the Hulk.
Or the Hulk.
Just comes out to, like, a full musical number.
Yeah.
Or Wolverine, you know? If Logan was a musical.
Well, he did do Broadway.
Oh, God.
He did The Greatest Showman, which is about one of the best movies I've seen all year.
You need to see that.
Unbelievable. All right, so question number two. If I looked in your music library right now, either physical or on your phone, what song could I find of yours that you'd be really embarrassed? Like, I don't mean like because it's like bad language, but I mean like, do you have like Britney Spears in your playlist or something like that? So tell me a song in your phone that you would be embarrassed if I found it because I could make total fun of you.
I have Baby by Justin Bieber.
Oh, that is
He's a believer. I've seen that.
Cole, I didn't know you were like
Cole is a believer. Hey, it's okay. I used to be a really big Black Eyed Peas fan.
Well, that's not bad.
Well, that's not bad.
I wouldn't be embarrassed by that. That's good music.
Well, I wouldn't say it's good. It's just better than Justin Bieber. I'm just saying.
No, but okay. I will say I also listen to a lot of scores from movies. I'll do that back later.
Uh-huh. All right. Number three for Casey.
Oh, yes. Okay. What will people be nostalgic for in 40 years?
Yeah. So what is big time now that people will be like, oh, you remember the wind? Shut your mouth, computer.
No. iPhone 10.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Emoji.
What do your clothes say about you? So what do you have on? Your normal attire. What do your clothes say about you?
At the moment, I like Stranger Things.
You do like Stranger Things. Cole, what do your clothes say about you?
That I like to be comfortable.
You do.
He looks cold and warm.
Yeah. Cole is always set up so that if he needs to, he can either go hunting or play basketball all in the same time. Right.
All right. Well, I think we should cut it short.
Or number five.
Oh, number five. I mean, okay.
Quickly.
Okay.
Quickly. We got.
What's the most embarrassing you've ever worn?
That'd be tough to wear.
Joggers at school.
You've worn jog like sweatpants?
No, they were like kind of tight.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Little snug fitting.
Yeah, I had to pull my shirt down.
Okay, so it was a great episode, guys. We cut short tonight because I screwed up the time scheduling, but y'all did really good tonight. We're glad you're here, Casey. Happy New Year again.
Happy New Year.
Tell everybody how they can connect with us on Conclave real quick. All right.
If you have the metropolitan area, you can come to Metropolitan Church of God on Sundays at 6 o'clock. We're going to start having Wednesday services. Or you can find us on Twitter at
Conclave Radio.
At Conclave Radio.
Conclave Metro.
Conclave Metro. And Instagram, Conclave_Metro. Blog Talk, iTunes, Stitcher. Have a great evening.
See you next week. Talk Radio.